Move on down. Let's move on down. Second point. We said, number one, that God is the creator of all men. Second point, that God is very omnipotent. I want you to know that God is omnipotent, that God is all power. See, we have this weaky, wimped out concept of Jesus walking around straining in his gut to do something. Jesus never strained to do anything. He spoke the mere world into existence. Everything was formed by the word of his power. Now that same word is living in us, and here we are straining to flee sin. You're out of your mind. You're out of your mind. God is an omnipotent God. In other words, he has power within himself to fulfill all capacity itself. He is power. He is capacity. He is all and all. He is my creator. Not only did he create me, but he has given me power to live a powerful life on this planet. The devil ain't even, I don't even think about the devil no more. He is so far removed from me, he's not even in the plan. See, because I know what he's going to try to do. He's going to try to trick me. Stop me. Stop God's process. I tell the fool, take your best shot. Because God is all powerful. Now, when the Christian church is here begging for God to do what he promised he's going to do, you have a Christian church that don't know the God of the universe. They know the God of the preacher. This is what the preacher said. Well, you know we all weak. No, you weak, fool. You weak. I'm strong. You weak. You got a problem. Don't ever tell your people that you know we weak. You weak, fool. You've lost a proportion of what God has given you. And that's why the church is acting weak. No, take a stand for God. Go to Isaiah chapter 26, Old Testament. Isaiah chapter 26, beautiful prophet. This guy wrote, man, when God is getting ready to take the nation out, this preacher got bolder for God. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Isaiah is saying that he is not a temporary, but rather a lasting power for those that believe. 26 and 4 says, trust in the Lord forever. For in God the Lord, we have an everlasting rock. God is my rock, friends. I don't know what you're saying. What you're saying on sinking sand? He's my rock. When I stand on a rock, I don't fall. I stand up. He's propped me up. He's given me power. He's my rock. Some of our Christian lives is like God is nothing but a wimp. Oh, man, what is Jesus going to do? He's about to wipe you out, fool. Because he told you to stand up for him. And you just laying down. Land, Pastor, where do you get your strength from? I don't get it from you. I don't get it from me. I get it from my rock. Isaiah knew it. He spoke about it. Why don't we live like that? Let's stay there. Let's stay there. Don't stay there. Let's go to Matthew. New Testament. Matthew chapter 19. We're using our Bibles. I want you to listen. I had to buy a brand new Bible a couple of weeks ago because this one, as you look at the New Testament pages here, they're all ripped out. I had to buy a new Bible. I go through Bibles every 2 or 3 years. Now, you answer yourself this question. How many Bibles have you gone through in the past 10 years? See, there's a problem. There's a problem. Because if you don't go through one in every 3 or 4 years, you ain't using the book. You need to have the New Testament doing that in your book. Falling apart. Tearing up. How many times can you go to your Bible and the thing looks crisp, just like you bought it out the bookstore? Tear the thing up and get another one. And see, and that's what I'm talking about. We have a church that wants to look nice and slick and pretty. No. Matthew chapter 19, verse 26 is what we want to focus upon. And the verse reads like this. And looking upon them, Jesus said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And here Jesus is giving a principle, a precept, of how to live the life, and they're saying, Lord, how can we do this? Jesus is saying, with you, it's impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Now look at your life situations. Look at your children. Look at your spouses. Look at the mess you still fussing about that you don't know what to do yet. Jesus said, I said it's possible. And we won't even come to God's house. And then you will go to somebody else and ask them, what do you think? If I were them, I'd say, with you, fool, nothing is possible. But with God, all things are. The issue is, my friends, do you believe the word of God? And there's where the church has to come back to. Forget the preachers. Forget the theologues. Forget all the people that got all the things. Get into this book and trust the book. And God will not only turn your life around, but the life of this entire country. All right, go to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and get ready to look at verse 37. I believe here we're seeing that there is nothing that God can't do, yet there is something that God can't do, and that's fail. Luke chapter 1, verse 37. And it reads like this, "For nothing will be impossible with God." I said he's all-powerful. Nothing is impossible. Lose your job, go to God. Husband and wife want to leave you, go to God. Children on dope, go to God. Children homosexual, go to God. Whatever's going to go to God. Don't go to him not knowing who he is and what he's going to do. Go to God. Lay it at his feet and say, "Lord, I give up. I'm weak. I am impotent. I can do nothing." Go to God. Then God works and does it. Don't bargain. Don't fast. Don't fast. You don't need to fast. Eat all you want to eat that he's given you to eat. Go to God and tell him about the situation. See, I don't have to starve myself for him to see. He knows the condition that I'm in because he knows that I'm there. I go to God. He's all powerful. I go to God and he does what he wants to do in my life because I'm his and he's mine and he can do anything that he wants to do. I just go to God, go to God. I go to God. That's what the church needs to do. No, we're going to the credit union. We're going to go to the bank. We're going to have to get a second mortgage. You know, we got to figure out how we're going to... No, go to God. He is all powerful. He will make it work. Usually, in our church, God is the last one that we go to. Well, they failed me, and they failed me, so now I'm going to go to you all worn out, all messed up, everything's crazy, and then God can't do nothing with you because he's trying to say, "Why didn't you do what I told you to do in the first place?" So we understand, number one, that God is the creator of all men. That number two, that God is very omnipotent. In other words, we understand that God is unlimited in his power to affect our affect in our lives. He can affect anything he wants to. There's no problem in your lives today that he cannot sustain and meet and reach, and he will do it if you're his and you obey him. You must go to him believing he will bring it to pass. Let's come down to the third point. Third point. And we said that there's how many? Did you hear me? Six. Good, you're following. Third point, that God is very omnipresent.